Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. refines its strategy against the Islamic State group. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight against the Islamic State will take time.
This will not be quick. This is a long-term campaign. ISIL is opportunistic and it is nimble.
Mr. Obama made his remarks after visiting the Pentagon Monday. The president conferred with national security advisors about refining the U.S. strategy to defeat Islamic State militants. Eurozone leaders will meet for an emergency summit Tuesday on Greece. The Greek prime minister is expected to offer new proposals for resolving his country's debt crisis. Germany has warned that Greece faces being ejected from the Eurozone unless it makes deeper concessions, but the Greek people voted resoundingly Sunday against further austerity measures. Henry Ridgewell has more.
With the banks close to collapse, the country is on the precipice of a euro exit. Rival parties united behind Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Monday in a bid to strengthen his hand at Tuesday's summit. Prime Minister Tsipras says he will put a new offer on the table. German Economy Minister Sigmar Gabriel issued a warning.
Wenn Griechenland im Euro bleiben will, muss die griechische Regierung schnell.
He said that if Greece wants to stay in the Euro, the Greek government must quickly make a substantive offer that goes beyond its willingness thus far. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Officials in Nigeria say bombings at a mosque and a restaurant in the city of Jos have killed at least 44 people. The National Emergency Management Agency says the Sunday blast also wounded at least 47 people. The attacks are a part of a deadly string of violence blamed on Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program continue today in Vienna. The foreign ministers of six leading nations and Iran are trying to overcome key disputes, including a demand by Iran to have a UN arms embargo lifted. Senior Iranian officials tell reporters their government is pushing to have a UN arms embargo lifted as part of a separate but concurrent accord, a move Western officials say they oppose. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Ecuador Monday to hear Mass celebrated by Pope Francis. The Pope said the Mass in Guayaquil at the beginning of a three-country tour. The pontiff landed a day earlier in Quito on the first leg of his visit. New anti-terrorism legislation in Egypt makes it a criminal offense to publish news contradicting the government's version of events in terrorism-related cases. The draft anti-terrorism legislation was passed by the cabinet last week and is waiting the approval of President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The U.S. National Institutes of Health is beginning the trial of an experimental new vaccine designed to protect against West Nile virus. The virus, spread mostly by mosquitoes, led to nearly 100 deaths in the United States last year. A Philippine legal team flanked by high-ranking officials from the country's executive, judiciary, and legislative branches this week will try to convince an arbitration panel at The Hague to a territorial dispute over the South China Sea. Simone Orendine has a report.
Days before leaving the Netherlands, Philippine officials said they were confident of the country's position and that the arbitration panel would find it has legal authority over the case. Over the weekend, Deputy Presidential Spokeswoman Abigail Valde, who is joining the team at The Hague, said the country believes it stands on firm ground. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesman Charles Jose says Manila is simply presenting facts that keep within the parameters of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Simone Orendine, Manila.
An Iraqi jet dropped a bomb on an eastern Baghdad neighborhood Monday. At least seven people were killed in what the military described as an accident. A spokesman said the jet had a technical failure that caused it to drop the bomb as it returned to base. The resulting blast destroyed several houses and also injured at least 11 people. A police official says two brothers in their 20s were killed and their parents wounded when gunmen opened fire near a passport office in Quetta, Pakistan. A policeman also was killed in the incident. All of the civilian victims were reported to be members of the Hazara community. No one has claimed responsibility. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.